Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage, and we're going to talk about your monthly mortgage statement and what happened to me. So we are in June of 2023, but last year, July, I reviewed my statements for the last 10 years. Every month, I always studied them. Looked at them each month, made sure everything was in line, everything was going smooth. And then last July, I didn't get their statements anymore. Got so busy with everything else, I just forgot about it. But I'd asked the wife, have you seen the statements? No, I haven't. Well, then we got to the end of the year, like January. Next thing I know, I'm getting a call from the loan servicer saying, hey, your escrows, you got none. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I haven't got my monthly mortgage statement. And so I found out after 10 years, some glitch in their computer started mailing it last July in 2022 to my previous home. The only reason we discovered it, now that it came to me, was because we are in the same zip code, and the postal lady that did our mail at the other address, she saw that and brought it to us. I called them up. They go, you got no escrow. I said, I'm not getting any mortgage statements. Found out that every time I made a mortgage payment, they take the escrow and pay down my mortgage. So my mortgage payment got paid down nicely, but it had no escrows. So we had to get it all turned around. Had to look at it, had to start studying it, and got the address, come back to my home. Now it's online. I review it every month. But also I want you to know that that's what happened to me. It can happen to you. And I didn't pay attention. I'm in the business. I let it go. I tell everyone to do it, and I let it go by. So that was a lesson learned. The other thing I want to share with you is that you really need to study your insurance when the premium comes due. Florida's having a hard time. A lot of insurance companies are leaving. So your insurance company may not want you. They may jack you up 50 or 100%. So if you get your payment going up, well, I guess that's what happens. No, it doesn't. You need to study it. And if you have a difference in your payments, you got to find out why. So if the insurance you're paying $1,800 goes to $3,000, well, you got to shop it. You got to get a new carrier. Your property taxes, you buy your home. We all know your taxes are going to jump up probably the next year. You've been educated about that with someone like myself or your realtor, so you're prepared. And after that, you should never have more than a 3.5% fluctuation. So you always want to study that. And for those that have PMI, with the values that have gone so much, get rid of the PMI. I did a loan 2 years ago, and the financial advisor I did his mom. And he just told me, hey, got rid of the PMI. So it's awesome. So those are things that you want to strive for. Getting rid of the PMI if you have the 20% equity. Monitoring your homeowner's insurance to make sure that your carrier still wants to write and still being competitive. Your property taxes, making sure you got to look back. I filed my homestead. Yeah. Make sure you're looking at everything. Nothing's out of the ordinary. And, most importantly, look at your statements every month. And then really, especially when you get to November, because then, you find out what's going on. So you want to do a review, make sure things are in check, and go in that direction. It happened to me. And so I'm kind of great. For me, it was great because I paid down the mortgage, by whatever. And then now we're just doing that now, just catching up. But that's what you have. I'm Didier Buying Florida, Didier with Didier Mortgage. If there's more you want to learn, go to www.didiermortgage.com. Please share my podcast. It's really growing. I'm really grateful and thankful for the guys that are tuning in. And all I want to do is make it educational. 1 minute. That's my video. My podcast, 3, 4, 5 minutes, we're done. So I hope you've learned something out of that. My own personal experience. I'm wishing you all a great day. Tune in next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit ddamortgage.com. That's ddamortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.